The following program is from the 1998 archives.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer Ernie Andrews, a man to be reckoned with for his tremendous vitality and the ability to communicate with his listeners through his gospel roots. In a performance that portrays his emotional experience, he moves audiences to standing ovations. There's only one Ernie Andrews, and he's the best. And I've got him. He's here today.
Hi, Marion.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm walking up and riding back, feeling good.
I'm glad. Where did you start out as a kid? Where were you born?
I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I went from east, south, to west. I came out of Philadelphia as a young kid. And all of my people were gospel singers. You know, my father was a wonderful singer.
I can tell that.
My mother was a wonderful singer. My grandmother was a wonderful singer in church and what have you. And I went to my mother's home. My dad came out of Virginia. My mother came out of Louisiana. And I was born in Philadelphia. And by the time I got to Louisiana, I went to school there for about 3 or 4 years, and Bunk Johnson was a teacher. He was
really?
He was in the unified system, school system. He was teaching the music, and that's where I started playing the drums in the school band, and then I left the drums to start singing when I came to California.
Well, before you go any further, how about singing a song? I want to hear something.
Okay.
What shall we
do? How about During the More I See You?
Oh, I love that song.
Okay.
All right, you clump it off.
Okay. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I'm gonna love you the more I see you? As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you. My heart won't try.
It's exciting to play for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now we have you in California. And when did you start singing? Like, what would be your first gigs?
Well, 1945... I was on a amateur show, and a gentleman walked up to me, and he said, "I'd like to start a record company, and I'd like to know if you would be interested." And being a young man, you know, 17, a guy by the name of Joe Green, who passed away, who wrote such great songs, "Across the Alley from the Alamo," or "Tears Float Like Wine." Soothed me, and All About Ronnie. He wrote all of those great songs. And overnight, he wrote a song for me at one of the record dates called "Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying." I needed another song. And he went home, he said, "I'll have a song for you tomorrow." And he had "Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying."
You went with Harry James for a while, didn't you?
Yes, from 59 to 69.
That must have been a great experience.
Oh, I couldn't have had it any better.
Because he was my friend. Band.
He was my
friend. You recorded with him.
Yeah, but he was like a father.
Was he?
And I guess I was like a son to him, and we could really have conversation. We could get mad at each other, you know, and... he knew that I liked what I was doing, and I was going to talk back. You know, nobody would talk back to him, you know, but he loved it, you know, because he was such a sweetheart, really. He was Pisces.
He was a Pisces?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
That makes me a sweetheart, too.
Yes, you are.
Listen, you've got a song that I really love that I want to hear you do. If I Loved You, that's the song I'm talking about.
I'd be delighted.
Okay.
If I loved you, time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me. Off you would go in the mist of days. Never ever to know. If I loved you.
Boy, that was so terrific. I know that song must have meant a great deal to you.
Oh, yeah, it did. I did this for my wife. I lost my wife after 52 years.
Oh my God.
And I sung this song. Her four boys and girl and myself, we Paul buried her, and I just sung this song as we went along. You know what you have, but you didn't know how much you had.
It's funny, I can identify with that completely because my husband Jimmy, when he died, it seemed that I missed him more all the time than I ever thought I would, you know. I can certainly identify with that.
Oh, yes, yeah, she
but
was.
But you know what we should do?
What's
Let's
that, yeah.
do another pretty song, one of my favorites, Time After Time.
All right.
Can
Why
we
not?
Do that? And
sure.
How do you do that? Do you have like a little walking feeling
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, wherever you put it, it's good.
Wherever I put it, all right, I'll put it somewhere nice.
Okay. After time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I'm so lucky to be the one you run to see in the evenings when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You kept my life so young, so new. Time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to hear you stretch out like that. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, when you feel it, you know, when you feel it, you just turn it loose. Don't try to hold it. Just say, like Duke Ellington always said to me, he said, don't push it, just let it lay. It'll work.
That's funny. He had so many sage things to say. I realized that a lot of the things that he said were very meaningful to me, and I'm really happy that I knew him as well as I did. And he would come and hang out at this place where we worked, at Hickory House.
Oh, yeah.
And he liked the food. And once in a while, he'd sit in with the trio, which was, of course, it was a gas. I would love it if we could do a Duke tune, like maybe Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
All right, why not?
Here we go.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They have asked about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. I bought nevertheless. Why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Just couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.